Chip Hester.
That's good. Linebacker Chip Hester, 14 total tackles, one interception return for a touchdown. Questions?
Chip, last year you played some in the big bone, you know, blocking thing. You never got to carry the ball out of that, did you?
No, Coach Franklin never paid me off with the ball.
You finally had your first touch playing defense.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us what you saw when you
During the play, I dropped back, scanning the field as usual, you know, over my own route. And I looked up, turned around, the quarterback was just staring me down with the ball. I was like, so I broke on it. And all I thought was, don't stop now. Let's go.
So you were open, in other words.
Yeah. I think he thought I was on his team, man. So it was an end zone after that. It was just, let's go. We need this right now.
You watched some linebackers in last season, and Cole and Jay Dudley each take a couple interceptions to the house. Talk about that. Was there a little bit of tradition you had to uphold there once you were able to pull it down?
You watched those guys last year do what they did on defense, and you knew that everybody was looking at you to be the next person to be able to make a play like that or to fill those shoes. So it was good to be able to be in the right place at the right time.
Can you talk a little bit about the way this defense has grown this year? I mean, you guys have really stepped it up in these last two games, forcing turnovers, getting after the quarterback. Did you guys have like a group meeting and kind of say, you know, hey, our offense is good, we need to be on our part of the bargain?
We all, at the beginning of the season, we all had a say in what your stamp was going to be on the defense. And the first two games, first few games, we struggled to complete our goals, or we had like, was on the field a lot of teams scored a lot of points, put some points on us. But as a defense, we just knew we got to just keep striving to be better. That's the only way it's going to happen.
Do you feel like you kind of, maybe early on, you were like, okay, our defense did so many things last year, we have to do that? Do you feel like you kind of had to scrape that off real quick and go back to the basics kind of thing?
You know, this is we wouldn't say a new team, you know, because the guys that made those plays on here, we just needed to be able to come together as a group and get a play here, get some stops, get turnovers, force turnovers. That's what we focus on, forcing turnovers and being great and doing, looks like we've been great in doing that this year.
When you see the backup quarterback come in like they have the last couple of games, does that kind of make you feel like we're doing our job?
It usually did. This time, I don't know. I don't think we wanted to see that guy that came in at the end of the game. He was pretty good, but usually we want to see what the backup quarterback can do. That's what we say. Let's get this guy. See what a backup quarterback can do for him.
You guys are off to such a good start that you're getting some national attention. Coach Dykes is getting some national attention with his name out there. Does his example of kind of keeping that away from you guys help you stay focused when the bigger names start to talk about you guys?
We try not to focus on a lot of outside sources and stuff like that. Just try to keep everything in-house, you know, just focus on what we need to do here and take just to keep improving.
You shut out two different AQ teams in the third quarter so far. The games, as I've been mentioned, 45-0 right now against Illinois and Virginia in the third quarter. What does that say about you guys' adjustment and just you guys as a defense?
Coming out of halftime, we know we want to be a four quarters team. We want to have the momentum coming out of halftime. We want to be able to be the more explosive team. So I think we focus on that in summer training, in the preparation that I think it's paying off.
Masai brought up the fact that, you know, the offense does a lot of, you know, the hurry up and everything, but this also kind of comes back on you guys, how good a shape you got to be in, because you're out there pretty quick. You know, is there every now and then you look out there and say, come on, guys, just put together one 15-play drive, let's have a little bit of timeout?
You're just praying that Tevin King or Kendall Dixon doesn't bust one, because, you know, they're running the ball. They're trying to keep us off the field, but they're out there running it pretty well, so we were looking at them hoping they could put a drive together and don't throw a deep to Quinn, but we're hoping, but usually it doesn't happen that way. They're pretty quick as going.
At the same time, do you get excited when, you know, three plays and another score?
We know the other team is, we're just stealing momentum, stealing the life out of them with those scores, so we take with the good, with the bad. Well, not the bad, but, you know, we need more opportunities to play defense, you know.
What's it like being on a defense that, you know, when you have a ball control offense, you look at yards and then points. But an offense like this, you're expected to give up points because you're on the field 35 minutes of the game. So you're expected to get turnovers. What's the difference in terms of not necessarily trying to hold the yardage off, but just trying to get turnovers instead?
We still want to hold the yardage off, but in holding yardage off, we end up giving up some plays here and there. But the turnovers are what we're going for, are what we're expected to do, just to get off the field, just to get that big stop, because we're bend but don't break, you know. In the end, we will try to make the stop, try to get the turnover, and it's been paying off for us.
Two consecutive road games to get some offensive lines that are bigger and a little more physical than maybe some normal ones. How do y'all feel physically after this little trip?
It was a dog fight. It was a dog fight. They tried to come out. We didn't want them getting any big runs or any big spurt runs on us. We wanted to be the more physical team. We weren't gonna let them out physical us, no matter how big their size was. But so we just went out there and put it to work.
You guys have been on the road for the past couple weeks. How nice is it to finally be home?
To be back in the Joe, it is pretty nice. Playing in front of our crowd. Hopefully we fill the Joe, sell the Joe out. You know, we want to pack the Joe. So it is going to be nice to be in an environment, our home environment, even though pretty good on the road.
You've probably heard the same stuff that a lot of we've all heard. You guys are one of the potential BCS busters. You know, Coach Weldon knows there's a chance you could disrupt the whole thing. But you also know that if you screw up after Saturday, it's all over. You know, so how do you kind of keep that mentality where you know that there's something good that could possibly happen, but you guys have less of a safety net, I guess, than some other schools?
No, we know that being talked about BCS Buster will be over with just one loss, you know. So, but in all that, we still have to be out there preparing for this game as usual, just every day, just going to practice and preparing one way, and that's the way to win.
What do you think about the fact that since the Idaho game last year, 11 straight regular season games, you're all plus 24 in turnovers? Do you ever think about that and just think that's an insane number and wonder how it can all come together like that?
Plus 24 in turnovers is pretty big, I feel like, but just having the offense as we have, because we got some guys that we don't want to be like the slacker part of the team. We want to be when defense can hold its own too, because I know a lot of talks is like the defense a little less than the offense, but we want to be able to hold our own out there too. So I think being plus 24 in turnovers is kind of leaning our way to show that we can be out there with pretty good defense.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.